Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning, and we've got a great show for you this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Good to have you back.
Thanks.
Been a while.
Yeah, a little seasonal off there, Christmas, New Year's, and then I had a cold for a while, and
you did
a good job filling in, thanks. And
we'll work on retraining you this morning and see if we can get you back to normal. So
we do have a really great program this morning. Our guest is Val Revenue. Val is an attorney with the Epiphany Law Firm, and we're going to be talking about employee issues and employee handbooks. It's going to be a great opportunity for you to get some clarifications on some questions you might have had if you have employees in your business or if you think you're going to be adding employees. So stay tuned. We'll be getting with Val in just a few minutes, and we encourage you to call in with some questions for Val. We'll be giving out the numbers. First, we'd like to talk to you about SCORE, tell you about the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities area. Our SCORE chapter services at 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. Our headquarters are in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have about 45 volunteers, mentors in our chapter, and we offer free mentoring services to business owners or those who are starting businesses in areas including marketing, IT, HR, strategic planning, banking, accounting, cash flow, budgeting, anything you need help with to get your business started or grow your business to the next level. Please consider using SCORE. The services are free and they're confidential. And you can find out more about the SCORE chapter and you can apply for mentoring services on our website at www.foxcities.score.org, or you can call us at 734-7101. That's the office number for the chamber, and they'll direct you to our office. So if you need something to need some help with your business, consider SCORE. Now, in addition to the mentoring we do, we also conduct some seminars and have some training sessions going on. Randy, tell us what's going on. We have a couple things happening, right?
Right. Right now, we are in the middle of what we call the Simple Steps program. That is five classes that we hold on starting up your business, what's involved, business plans, and how to put everything together. We've had the first two sessions. This coming Wednesday night, the 28th, we'll have session number 3, which is on marketing. We'll have a special portion of that just strictly talking about social media and electronic marketing, as well as the traditional style, which, you know, what you have to know as far as the different four P's of marketing.
Who are the presenters there, Randy?
We're going to have, right now, it looks like one of the SCORE counselors, Ryan.
Ryan Fulcer.
Fulcer is going to be our presenter for that program.
He's very good.
Yes. The next program, number 4, is going to be on the 4th. Of February, and that one will be as far as financial planning, going over the different types of financial documents and so on. Mary Lou Vandehei, who is a very good accountant, will be working on that part with us.
She actually goes through a case study.
Correct.
Addressing the income statement, the balance sheet, the statement of cash flows.
Right.
Easy to follow.
You get it right on a CD. The
yep.
CD has both the filled-in one for the case study, and it has blanks that
put
you can then use to put your own numbers in and do what-ifing.
What a great way to learn.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful program. And then the last one is on the 11th of February, and that's the one you get involved with because we're going to be talking about funding. Where do I find the money?
Right.
And we'll be going through the traditional styles of bank loans and that type of thing, and also some of the non-traditional things like crowdfunding or angel investors and that type of thing, and what you need to know as far as what's going on out there.
And where are these and how much is it?
Each one is $25. They are at the SCORE chapter headquarters at the Fox Cities Chamber office, but you can still register for any one of them by, again, going out to the website, which is the www.foxcities.score.org, and register for any one of the three that you'd wish to attend.
Mm-hmm.
Just click on the local program link, and it'll take you right to it.
Great.
And there's still openings there. We start at 6 o'clock with the class. We ask that you be there about 5:30 or so for registration.
A little
and
networking
it runs,
going on.
It runs until 9. So
do a little networking before
absolutely,
the show.
Absolutely. So we try to do that. Yep. The other program we've got going on, this will be coming up later down in the Fond du Lac area. So for our listeners down in the southern part of our listening area, we are going to be doing a special program just on social media. That is going to be on Wednesday, March 4th. It's going to be held at the Moraine Park Technical College, and it's going to be, again, $25. It's in the evening. It'll run from 6 until 8. And, again, more details coming out on that, but you'll be able to, again, register for it right on our website, the foxcities.score.org website.
Do we know who the presenter is yet?
That's going to be Jyothi Nedengadi.
Okay. Jyothi's very good at that.
Yeah, and she's a professional.
She does national business and national training on that topic.
Yes, so she's been very, very good with this, and will bring you a lot of insights into what's happening now and how that's all changing. So, again, those are the projects and programs we've got going for right now.
Super. Anything else going on?
Well,
a pancake thing.
I can put in a plug here. I'm also heavily involved with the Y Men's Service Club, as you know. And on the 31st Saturday, 31st of January, from 7:30 until 1 p.m., we are going to have our annual Pancake Day. So you're invited to come down to the Appleton Y. Pancakes, sausages, fruit, and drinks are available for you. It's $5 per person, maximum of $20 per family. And so come on down, walk in.
1 week from today.
That'll be 1 week from today.
Where was that again?
That's going to be right at the Y in downtown Appleton.
Okay.
So park in the ramp.
Are you
going to
be flipping flapjacks?
No. After I get through with the show next week, yeah, I'm going to head over there and do what I can. So.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
thanks,
Randy. Again, all of the funds generated from that go to the Y for all of the things for the kids that work at the Y.
Well, thanks, Randy. We also want to acknowledge our sponsors who help bring the program to you each weekend. Without their sponsors, we couldn't do the show and bring in great guests like Val Revenue. So we want to thank Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law is where Val works. We thank Epiphany Law for sponsoring BizTalk. We also want to thank Bank First National for being a sponsor of BizTalk, and they've brought some great guests into our show as well. And we also want to say a special thank you to Mike Pulvermacher and his team at eBiz Results. They were the guests last weekend on BizTalk, and if you missed it, you can go to www.biztalkwithscore.com, and you can listen to the show last week. I think we go back almost 4 years now with archive programs, and it's really nice to go back and listen to a program and pick up something you might have missed. Mm-hmm. And we also want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Dash over there at the Business News for helping to promote our program every 2 weeks in their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you're in business or going into business and you have not subscribed to the Business News, you really should. For $20 a year, you're going to get a lot of good relevant information that will help you with your business, the Business News. So with that, we're going to take our first quick break here. We'll be back on the other side. We're going to introduce Val Revenue. We're going to start talking about employment issues. So stay tuned. You're listening to BizTalk and the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Our guest is Val Revenue. Val is an attorney with the Epiphany Law Firm. Good morning, Val.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Really fine, and thanks for being a guest on our program. We're going to learn some good information this morning and helpful information on employment laws and employment practices.
Right.
But before we do that, tell us a little bit about yourself,
sure,
your areas of expertise, and what does Epiphany Law deliver to the community?
Sure. Well, first, thanks for having me. I'm honored to be here, and especially talking about business on a Saturday morning, right? No better topic than that, especially to get the blood flowing and the temperatures moving up as it is matching outside. I am, as Tony mentioned, I am one of the business transaction attorneys with Epiphany Law, and I've actually been with them going on 9 years now.
Okay.
So, granted, fast how time flies. We are a business law boutique firm. And what that means is we do everything relating to business, estate planning, and litigation. But that's it. That's what we specialize in.
No personal injury stuff. Divorce.
No criminal. Right. Okay. Yep. So if you're in jail, as anybody who has ever heard Kevin Eisenman, the founder, say, if you got that one phone call on a Saturday night, don't call us, because that's not going to be a wise use of your know, quarter or whatever it costs now to call. So a little bit about my background is that I had started with Epiphany, like I mentioned, about 9 years ago. I had started the litigation department. And that would cover business disputes. One of the big ones and kind of led to the topic today was employment disputes. Mm-hmm. Now I do all transactional work. So I focus on the small business services. So I make sure that the pieces are in place to help protect the business and provide the level of control, certainty, and comfort that the business owner not only deserves but desires. And I do that by advising them on such topics as employment law. And so I'm also the person that you'll go to if you want to have questions on the legal side for starting or expanding your business. Mm-hmm. If you have questions on real estate, commercial lease reviews is a big one, and something that we'll get into as a topic for a Morning Business 60 that Epiphany will be presenting in a few weeks. And the person that you come to with your employment law issues. Now, a lot of people ask me, because one of the things that people know about Epiphany is that it's different. It's mm-hmm. different because we have a passion for helping businesses. We believe in educating not only our clients, our advisors. We believe that law shouldn't be about smoke and mirrors. It should be, it's hard enough to put into practice, right? Mm-hmm. It's very simple.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then the devil is in the details, as they say, and that's so true when it comes to the law. That we find that's what we're here to do. That we are, that's something that we have a passion for. Now, my particular passion kind of came from my parents, actually, when I was thinking about it. They were serial entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And they kind of showed me the benefits as well as the drawbacks of having our own business, right? My mom had started a tax business, and we knew come December through, what is it, April 15th, mm-hmm. that we weren't allowed in a certain part
Where's
of the house.
Mom?
And
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have a mom during that
yeah.
time. But we also knew that was one of the consequences or one of the demands of having your own business. So
Epiphany Law is unique. I like the TV ads. There are no words. You just watch for 10, 15 seconds and see the ad. But Epiphany Law, you mentioned one of them already in your comments, the Morning Business mm-hmm. 60. You have another event, too, Epiphany mm-hmm. Law does. Tell us a little bit about those and how that
sure.
fits into the philosophy.
Sure. Well, the philosophy, again, is educating. Mm-hmm. And so we like to help found and support groups that mm-hmm. are for business owners. Another group that we do that we help support is Entrepreneurs Anonymous.
Right.
It meets the fourth Tuesday. So that is this next Tuesday. So good timing for this weekend.
Where?
It is at Sidelines in Neenah. It is at 5 to 6:30. And the topic this week is on ergonomics, making your workspace a healthier place. What we do is we bring in topics, or we bring in presenters to present on topics that the
experts.
Members...
They're
yep.
experts on.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what the members want to hear.
Yep.
It's a place, the goal of the group is for business owners to come and learn and share best business practices.
For an hour and a half.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. Every
yeah,
month.
I've been involved with that organization now for a couple of years. And for anybody out there who's been in business and has, again, some questions, wants to network, really network with people and find out how, you know, what other people are doing, it's really a super, super, super program. And there's no pressure. It's not a case where you're, getting inundated with business cards. It's a case mm-hmm. of just really nice networking, comfortable, and learning something special.
Get a meal, too, because it's at supper time, right?
Little pizza here and there.
Yeah, for $10, you get soda and pizza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And Randy, you make a great point, because there's a couple of conditions that you have to know about to come to the group. One is you have to sign a confidentiality agreement, and that is so that everything that gets talked about in the room stays in the room, and mm-hmm. that helps to... foster
conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yes. So that people can share their real experience. And the other one is that networking isn't allowed. That that if you expect to come and go, hey, here are business owners, and
yep.
I'm going to talk to 20 20 of them and here's my business card. Nope, you'll probably be asked to leave because, again, it is a place where business owners need to feel comfortable to come, learn,
right.
share, and kind of get what they may not get as being a small business.
So they're not subjected to the promotional or sales efforts
right.
of some really strong networking people. It's just trading ideas and understanding of how
right.
businesses, how do you solve a problem?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
How do you learn about something?
Yep.
Now tell us about the Morning Business 60 quickly, then we'll take a quick break.
Morning Business 60 is something that we've recently started up in the last couple of months. It's also been pretty successful. Same kind of idea. The Entrepreneurs Anonymous is in the evening. So what we've done is design something for the morning. That is, mm-hmm. the next one is going to be February 12th. And so that you can mark, that's the same Thursday every month. So if that's the second one, you can mark it on your calendar. You can tell from that. And what it is that you come in the morning. And again, another place where, you come to learn about, and this one is educating on legal topics. So
okay.
the next one is going to be on leasing or acquiring your office, the real estate.
Yep.
Kind of, if you had questions on that, kind of the real answers to it. And feel free to ask the questions that you have, to share the information that you have, kind of a source for that.
And Val, where can folks reach you? How do they reach you?
They can reach us at, they can give us a call at 920-996-0000, or they can reach us via the web, our website, www.epiphanylaw.com. And Epiphany, it took me a very long time to learn how to spell myself off the top of my head. E-P-I-P-H-A-N-Y. Those
yep.
are the two best ways to reach us.
Sounds good. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and start asking, learning from Val about employment issues and employment practices. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. We have a great show for you. Val Revenue is an attorney with Epiphany Law, and we're going to be talking in just a moment about employment issues, laws, and good best practices for the employer to use when dealing with employees. First, I'd like to give out the phone numbers. So if you have a question for Val, we encourage you to call. Now's a good time to call and learn something about employment. If you've had a question, Val will be able to answer it for you. If you're in Appleton, you can call us at 281-1150, 281-1150. And outside Appleton, you can reach us on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Val, on employment issues, it's really complicated. There's a lot of laws, and it's like a big swamp, and you have to know your way through that if you're an employer. Doesn't it start with a handbook? Shouldn't the employer have a handbook for employees?
I think so. I think that when it comes down to it, I think that that becomes a starting point. And one of the things, and I know you guys probably hear the stats and the listen to the news as well, is that the labor market is the best that it's been since, I believe, 2008. Is that something?
Because just about, yes.
And so employees are starting to now feel free to move around. And one of the things that when you look at the business is, one of the key parts of a business plan is execution of that business plan, right? So if you are successful and you do have some employees, that one of the things you want to make sure is that you have good employees. Because if you're not retaining the right employees, you're losing the customers that you built up.
Just a quick footnote on that, Val. It's to emphasize your point. In a typical business, employee costs will range between 30 and 35% of revenues. So the company's spending a lot of money on employees. So
sure.
It goes to your point of making sure you got good employees and you manage them properly.
Right.
How does the handbook help?
Well, what it kind of does, and so kind of getting into where the handbook fits in, is that you can talk about, and there's a lot of aspects of making sure that you retain the right employees, good employees. There's, and each of them you can talk about for hours. You can talk about the hiring practices. You can talk about disciplinary practices, termination practices, and training practices, onboarding, and the rest of that. But and job descriptions, those are all really big. But where kind of the nexus of thinking about a lot of that comes into is the employee handbook. that the employee handbook can be used for two big purposes. It becomes the tool for letting the employer know what the expectations are of the employees. Because one of the things, and I'm sure you guys have seen it as well in small businesses, is that you can have terrific people. Now, there are those employees that are just the bottom of the barrel, I didn't know I had to work a day in my life and I still should be, you know, getting millions of dollars. Those are employees out there. But more often than not, what you have in a situation that hurts a business is you have good, capable, potential employees with an employer that the expectations are different, that they are not on the same, there's no agreement of the minds, and that hurts the employee and that hurts the employer as well. So part of what you're doing with an employee handbook is laying out what those expectations are. Now, there's a lot of planning that goes into that, which is one of the things that I like about the employee handbook the most, is it gets the employer thinking, okay, well, what do I have here? What do I really have here? What do I really need? What is their responsibilities? Getting into the buzzword of job descriptions. Mm-hmm. Job descriptions are huge. So, but getting into that, what is it that I expect my employees to do? Not just, I expect you to sell a lot. You know, that's what does that mean? And how you're going to do it. So
When you're talking about the handbook, some people get the idea that you're supposed to include the job descriptions in the handbook. Would actually just reference to be the way you do that?
Yes, I guess. And even if you didn't want to reference the job descriptions in the employee handbook, you need to have that to know what your attendance is going to be, what you're going to expect for any performance, such as, you know, the dress attire, you know, some of these kind of things. You're going to need to have that addressed.
Okay.
So you're going to the job description should be something that is also met with or also described with the employee as well.
Okay.
So it kind of plays in, because you're not going to be able to put together, okay, what's the purpose of the employer? What are we doing here? Why are we doing this?
We call those metrics. If you expect an employee to sell, you'd lay out, well, we expect you to sell this many units or over this period of time, 10 a month. And then the employer and employee have a common goal. They can measure it.
Right.
It helps in the performance reviews, too, when you've got job descriptions for people.
That's right. So, and it kind of gets you thinking about that. So as you start thinking about laying out your handbook, you're laying out what are the expectations that I need to let my employees know about. But then, because I mentioned there were two things that you're using an employee handbook for. One is to help lay out the expectations so that there isn't any question that, well, I expected you here and I expected this is the job that you're to be performing. Right. And this is how you're going to be performing it. But the second one is actually a recruiting tool. So for the employees as well, of laying out, okay, what are my benefits here? You know, and sometimes as a company that you become ingrained in going, we take care of people. That's what we do. You forget that what you may be offering to your employees isn't what everybody offers to their employees. So if you're laying it out, putting it in your employee handbook, and then you're also telling the employee, hey, this is what it is. It's clear. You're walking in. Things are organized, not walking into chaos. And the more that is planned and talked about and agreed upon to begin with, the more likely that everybody is to be successful. Now, you can't guarantee that whatever employee you hire is going to be successful, but you can certainly help set yourself up to end up on the path of being more successful.
Okay, well, two quick questions then when talking about the handbook. Number one, I'm a small business. There's myself and maybe one or two other people. When do I need to develop a handbook? And number two, the other question would be just roughly what are some of the key things that should be in that handbook?
Sure. Well, as far as the timing goes, there's no real clear timing that it has to be within a month of starting or within a month of hiring an employee. The sooner you do, the better it's going to be for your business, because it's going to help you focus your business. So regardless of what you end up with a written product, you're going to be more focused to help the future of your business, just because it's kind of helping with the strategic planning, right? So kind of on the employee
side.
The
sooner you get at it, the better the results.
Exactly.
Sooner.
Exactly. Yeah. And the more protection that it provides. Yeah. So what I like to say is that when you're when your cash flows allow, that you is the soonest point that your cash flows allow that you start thinking about this. And there's one of the other things that I hear, and you didn't mention it, Randy, is everybody's like, oh, it's so cost prohibitive. Like, I'm so much. And one of the things that we saw in the marketplace was this vast need for this assistance, and that people were avoiding it. And instead of having an employee handbook in place that would help them, they were having an employee that filed a complaint with the Equal Rights Division, and they were ending up not only, I mean, the mental stress for a lot of those employers, regardless if they ended up hiring us or not, was something that was clearly probably tens of thousands of dollars. Although, you know, again, they
and can't charge their distraction time from doing the business.
Right. Exactly.
The business
owner's
now thinking about this other employment issue.
Mm-hmm. And then then they got damages and, you know, attorney's fees on the other side and other things that just to think about. So,
Val, what would you say to an employer who says, "I don't want an employee handbook. I'm better off without it. I don't, if it's not written down, I'm not going to get, it's not going to come back at me." Randy and I, we've met people
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We've had people who have brought that up, and we recommend they get an employee handbook. But what would you say to them?
I would say don't get employees.
That's
not good. Yeah, okay. Yeah, if you're not going to have a handbook, you don't have to have employees. That's a good answer.
They go together.
Yeah. They do. And I know I've heard that too, that I get into more trouble with it than without it, but you really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times what you're going to be finding is that the most common complaints you're going to be running into are discrimination, wrongful termination, retaliation. And a lot of that comes down, those complaints usually get filed with the Department of Workforce Development, the Equal Rights Division, and then they assign an investigator to investigate it. And so they send you the, hey, this is what your employee said is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, especially if it's discrimination or something, that doesn't have to mean a past employee. It can mean an ongoing, it can mean a current employee. Right. And they want to know what your response is to it. Having an employee handbook where you go, okay, the reason that the person was disciplined for being tardy or, you know, whatever it is that happened.
It says right
here
in my handbook that they have to be here on time.
Yep, page X, Y, and Z says this. That helps the process to become easier for the investigator, less time consuming, less he said, she said. So you have more certainty in that because as he said, she said, it's who is the investigator going to believe on the day?
So it sounded like you were heading in that direction. There was the fact that if you have the book, it may cost you something to put it together, but it costs you a lot less than what it would if you don't have a good basis to be able to defend yourself and show your employees what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. It becomes a question of what's the cost with it or what's the cost without it.
Yeah.
And even, and so one of the points of kind of coming back to it is that a lot of people think it's a really expensive process. But what we've put together is an entire package under $1,000, like $995 for an employment application, for employment agreements, for a customized employee handbook, for tips on interviewing, for tips on keeping your personnel files, all of that. Yep, and help with that.
So what you're saying is that for $1,000, you got the bases covered, and the business owner can sleep better at night. And also the business owner needs to keep in mind that when he has employees, he has a fiduciary responsibility for the welfare of those families. So he should be running his company in a business-like manner. So there's no reason not to have a handbook now if he can get the whole package for $1,000.
That's what I say. I mean,
who does he call for that?
Well, he'll call Epiphany, which is 996-0000.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we were just talking about on the air is that with BizTalk, or off the air, I guess we were talking about, is that with BizTalk, if you're thinking about doing an employee handbook and you've been thinking about moving forward with it, if you call our office before March 1st, mention that you heard me on BizTalk talking about the HR fundamentals package, that's what we call it, we'll offer $50 off of the price that we have. So, it's a heck of a value anyway. So, the thing that business owners have to know is they have to know that they're going to be putting time in. So they're not just going to be signing up and going, hey, you do this for me. No, it's
they're involved.
Let's
in that
walk
process.
Through the process. Right. Because again, it comes down to
their procedures that you're going to document in the handbook.
And their expectations.
Yes.
So we help bring that to the forefront of asking the right questions to go, okay, so you have this. Where do you want to go with this?
$1,000.
Yep. We just saw the need out there and there was too many times that we saw them spending what would be tens and tens of thousands of dollars. And even on the employee side, or the employee's attorney side.
What if an employer has a handbook and it's been a while since we've had it updated and everything, Will that program work for that, update the program?
We can talk with the employer. Mm-hmm. We do recommend that you look at it on an annual basis.
Yes.
Because the laws do change.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that what you have is current, relevant, and updating it on a yearly basis helps you do that, as well as for your job descriptions. But Randy, I think one of the questions you got too, so I wanted to cover it, is what should you have in your employee handbook?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what you want to do is you want to make sure to cover major policies that you want to have known that the employer follows. And some of those are anti-harassment policies. Some of them are the Family Medical Leave Act, FMLA, if you have that many employees, or even mentioning that that's not a benefit that you offer if you're not statutorily required to offer that. And some of those, the ADA, which we got a little sheet here with the acronyms, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and some of the amendments to that afterwards. You want to make sure that your employees know that you're compliant with the law, that you follow these requirements, so that they can't come in and go, hey, I have an ADA violation because they never accommodated this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that because it was never mentioned that they would do X, Y, and Z. You also want to make a place where should an employee have complaints, whether it be on the harassment or any of this stuff, that there is a clear channel for them to report it. And not just one clear channel, but a couple of clear channels, because you don't want to come into mm-hmm. the situation that who they're supposed to be reporting to is their boss.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the one that's discriminating against them. It's like, okay, yeah. I'm reporting you are discriminating against me. That's really, you can see where that's going to go if it's
yeah.
Right,
so you need
right.
In an alternative situation.
Right.
Okay.
Then you also want to be mentioning that you also want to give kind of the why you're in business. You want to give your employees the mission of how you got to where you are. Because,
what are you trying to accomplish with
right,
your business?
Right, the why.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if you hear a lot about with the TED Talks of the why is what drives business.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that really is
knowing what your mission is and knowing what your goals are for the whole business, so the employee is bought into that concept.
Right.
Rather than saying, yeah, well, we're here to make money and, you know, we'll kind of bring you along if you're nice.
Right. Right. Yep. Yep. And so those are good ones. Another one to make sure that you're hitting in your employee handbook is that in Wisconsin, we are an employment at will state. So you want to make sure that you have disclaimers within your employee handbook and acknowledgments that the employee is signing that the handbook is not creating an employment contract.
Correct. Okay.
So employment at will just means that either party can decide without having an employment contract, they can decide to quit or be terminated the day after, as long as from the employer side, it's for a non-discriminatory reason.
Right. And that is one of those things that will, you know, alleviate some of those fears that people have about having the handbook, is that I'm creating a contract.
Right, right. Right. Okay. And so you want to make sure, you want to be very clear on that.
Okay.
That's one of the things that you want to watch out for, and laying out the benefits, again, the vacation time.
Right.
And also another big one for commissioned employees or mm-hmm. for sales employees, how is the commission structure set? How is it earned? And if they're going to leave, is it, you know, laying that stuff out in the employee handbook is very important.
We're going to take a quick break here, our last break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to wrap things up with Val. We've learned a lot in this segment. We're going to learn a little bit more at the other side of the break. So you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to Biz Talk. We have about 3 minutes left in our program. Val, kind of wrap up the handbook concept and then tell us where we can reach you.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of devils in the details, as we were kind of talking about before, and that employee handbook is definitely one of those things.
Yep.
So we didn't get a chance to really go in depth on a lot of the different areas, what you want to have covered. If you have questions on it, you can feel free to give me a call. Again, it's Val Revenue 996-0000.
Who can't remember that phone number?
Right. I know. Kevin was very good with that. Or www.epiphanylaw.com is another place to reach us. And one of the programs that we offer that it also makes us a little bit different for a law firm is that we offer a Take a Lawyer to Lunch program, which is you buy lunch, you get the hour of time that you buy us lunch. You know, it can't be Mickey D's or, you know, right. something like that. But you get that time and the questions for free. And this might be the perfect time to go, you know, you started getting in a little bit of this, but you kind of ran out of time to get more in depth. So, and ask, is this going to be appropriate?
And you had a special cost promotion for it.
Yep. And that, for listening to Biz Talk today, that already we got one heck of a value on the HR fundamentals package. That's what we call it at $9.95. That's the whole package, which just is phenomenal. But if you're listening today and you mention it and you give us a call and you mention it prior to March 1st of this year, you get another $50 off of that. So I just wanted to mention a couple other places you can see us. Is we mentioned already the Entrepreneurs Anonymous is coming up on this Tuesday, the 27th. Another one business owners may be particularly interested in is a presentation that I'm giving for the Fox West Chamber of Commerce, how to protect your company from the most common legal liabilities.
Is that in Greenville or Hortonville?
That's in Greenville. That's okay. At the Coldwell Banker site in Greenville. Yep. That's at 7:30 in the morning. If you have any questions on that, you can also give our office a call at 996-0000. And then again, you had the Entrepreneurs Anonymous, EA, and the Morning Business 60 on February 12th. So,
are those listed on your website, too?
I believe that they are. I know our website is getting updated and going through an overhaul. So, but yes, okay. those are definitely things that you can give us a call and get more information on.
I missed two things on that. On the Fox West program, what time is that one?
That's at 7:30 in the morning out in Greenville.
And the money... the Morning Business Program, where is that one?
That one is at the Cambria Suites in Appleton.
Okay.
Real quickly, biz tip, we have 20 seconds.
And that would be to be prepared. That's my biz
Boy
tip.
Boy Scout motto.
Right.
Good job. Val, it was great having you on the show this morning. It was very helpful information. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Thanks for Epiphany's support of Biz Talk.
You bet.
We really appreciate it. Well, you've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.